Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Hi, and welcome to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to be back with you for another week. Just about to turn the 1st of March. We got Leap Day, if that's the right terminology, tomorrow, and We're just that much closer to opening day. So lots to talk about on tonight's show, from first week of spring training games to some sad news today that we'll pass along right off the top of the show. And just some signings, just a variety of stuff that we're going to get going on. But certainly, for the most part, all good news. And exciting news and just a great conversation to be having going at this time of year. Great weather. Hopefully you had a dirty week wherever you are out there listening to us as a player, a coach, a parent, just enjoying your opportunity to play if you're already started. That's what it's all about. You know, we say it all the time. It's about getting up, getting after it, and getting dirty. And that's really, truly what it is. Developing mentally, physically, emotionally, every step of the way in your training program, your day-to-day growth in the baseball journey. That's what it's about. If you're missing out on any of those components, you know, reach out to us. Let's talk. Let's get building the best you possible as a pitcher, a catcher, a hitter. That really is what it's all about. You can't take out any of those components and ever get to your true full self. So, again, if you need that help, DM us at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on Facebook, Instagram. Contact me directly, Kirk at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. I'll hook you up with myself or Nolan, get you going in the right direction. Because again, that's what it's all about. We, in order to have fun at this game, it's all about getting results. And that's why it's great right now with spring training. That's whether you're seasoned veterans or upcoming prospects, rookies, you get there by having results. It's as simple as that. As a player, seeing results, as a coach, that I can't stress it enough. So it's so vital, so important. Be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel at Dirtbag Baseball Nation for all our videos, all that excitement. If you want to be a guest, reach out to us, contact us. You want to be a guest? Absolutely. You want to advertise with us? Reach out to us. That's what it's all about. It's all about being one big nation. So, Dirtbags, settle in. We're going to be right back here in a second, and we're going to get after it.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored
this
by
Valentine's
AbbVie.
Day, there are a lot of things we shouldn't compromise on, like choosing a partner or even caring for your cat. Most cat parents don't want to use a litter with additives, dyes, or synthetic fragrances, but also don't believe natural options offer quality odor control. That's where new PetSafe Premium Natural Litter comes in. With uncompromising odor control and no harmful chemicals, it's the obvious choice for a sweet-smelling Valentine's celebration at home. When it comes to house guests and having loved ones over, cat parents are concerned about the chemicals they bring into their home. Over-scented, perfumey litter is a huge red flag for many cat parents. PetSafe 100% natural litter ensures a pure, healthy, chemical, and odor-free home. And this Valentine's Day, PetSafe is on a mission to help cat owners and their houseguests smell the roses so they don't have to compromise. They can have an all-natural litter and superior odor control for up to 21 days. For more information, visit PetSafe.com or head to Walmart to pick up a bag.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricut 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on four lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricut.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricut 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Welcome back to Your Bags. As I mentioned in the opening, a little bit of sad news, unfortunate news that we want to get out of the way right off the hop, and that's our condolences out to the Tim Wakefield's family. His wife, Stacy Wakefield, passing away earlier today, and 5 months after Tim's death. So definitely our condolences to their family, Red Sox Nation out there, all fans. You know, our thoughts and prayers are with you as all, for sure. Class act, as we talked about at the time, and all reports on Stacy were just as classy as Tim's. So devastating for that family. But hopefully she's back with Tim. And again, our thoughts and condolences. So Nolan, where do you want to start things off?
Yeah, obviously, let's talk about the one of the big four finally going. Cody Bellinger, three-year, $80 million deal with the Chicago Cubs. Two opt-outs, so basically this year he makes $30 million. Next year, if he doesn't opt out, another $30 million. And then 2026 makes $20 million if he doesn't opt out after year two. Obviously familiar with the situation with Chicago Cubs. He'll fit right in there. Obviously fit in last year. Now Chicago, I still think, probably needs another starting pitcher to go with these guys. But, I mean, at least Chicago looks like on paper right now, like they're going to have a pretty solid outfield between Cy Suzuki, Pete Crow Armstrong, and obviously Cody Bellinger coming back into the fold. It's going to be interesting to see kind of what they do with Cody Bellinger this year going forward. Obviously, it gives him a bit of flexibility between first base and outfield. I'd imagine they'll probably have him as a primary outfielder. But, I mean, either way, it's looking like it's a good team. I still don't have them as the favorites coming out of the Central. I mean, right now, in my opinion, I still think that they have to catch up to the Cincinnati Reds. Right now, that's a Reds team that's looking pretty dang good. Obviously, a bunch of young, unproven guys. No, I'm not. I shouldn't really say unproven. Obviously, last year they had their every single, basically one of their rookies had their good taste up in the major leagues. But now it's going to be about year two for them. And obviously, you can see the trajectory of the Cincinnati Reds team. Like I said, man, the Chicago Cubs, they still have work to do. So it's going to be interesting to see if they go out there and try and get one of Jordan Montgomery or Blake Snell.
Yeah, I just find it interesting with the Bellinger after last week's comments between Ricketts and Boris, right? You'll never find out. You'll never hear about it. But I wonder if Bellinger picked up the phone and just said to Scott, like, look it, we got to get something done here. Let's go. I don't care who it's with. Just let's get rolling, because it didn't seem to take too long to put that three-year deal together. And I think it's good for either side on the surface. But again, I hope Bellinger is fully, fully healthy, because then it's a nice little deal for the Chicago Cubs. If he's not, all of a sudden, then it's like a $50 million or more expensive deal for them. So it was just interesting to see it go back to the Cubs again. All the familiarity, absolutely. I mean, they've got all the reports of testing. The deal got done, so it's good for him. I think you got to see the same thing with Chapman and Snell and Montgomery. They got to get off of there, right? And they got to get moving. Chapman seems to be the hottest topic, but I mean, there's rumblings that Phillies are interested in Montgomery. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I still can't see him going anywhere but Boston, in my opinion. Boston's the team that needs him the most out of all those teams. Obviously, you're looking at it. Boston's trying to compete in the AL East. Obviously, Montgomery has familiarity with the AL East, having played with the New York Yankees for 4.5 years there. I'm just looking at it from that perspective. Like, if Boston's trying to stay competitive, and Boston obviously has the money, obviously his wife is tied to Boston, that's the team that makes the most sense to me. It's going to be interesting, though. Like we said, I mean, there's a lot of teams out there that could use Jordan Montgomery, obviously, with the way that he pitched, honestly, for the past year and a half. Like, when he was on the Cardinals, he was fantastic for that full season. Last year, down the stretch with Texas Rangers, he turned it up a notch, obviously helped them win the World Series. Like, he's a guy that should be, well, he should have already been signed, honestly. But at this point in the year, I mean, there's a lot of teams out there that could use his services. Blake Snell, it's going to be interesting to see too. But Matt Chapman, I mean, it sounds like the San Francisco Giants are probably going to be the team in on him the most. Right now, they're from what I'm hearing, they're starting to put a package together for what they're going to offer him. I don't know exactly what it's going to look like, but I mean, that's one that kind of everybody was tying together right off at the very start of it too. Obviously, with the connection with Bob Melvin going down to San Francisco this year from going up to San Francisco from San Diego, and then just the familiarity with the Bay Area that he has.
Yeah, no question about it. San Francisco's got some work to do because you're looking at, you know, Cobb and Ray, we know about already. They're out till midway through. And then some of those young guys, they've come into camp, and all of a sudden we got some injuries here and there. Uncertainties for sure out of that staff. I think they have to. I mean, if they had that money to throw around to Judge and Correa last year, they've got money there. So they've just got to designate it in the right way, the proper way. You can't imagine Melvin being... I mean, he's a lifer. There's no question about it, but being overly patient, if you've got money, let's go ahead and use it. Again, you got to use it properly. But boy, I'll tell you what, you go out and you get a Blake Snell in that rotation. Man, now you got Cobb and Ray coming back. That's a good looking rotation. If you can slide Chapman in there somehow, that's all of a sudden a completely different team in that NL West. That moves them up the line for me.
Yeah, offensively, I mean, no matter how you spin it, like we've already talked about, San Fran's a tough park to play in offensively. So adding a guy like Chapman, I mean, obviously last year his peripherals were fantastic. One of the highest hard hit exit velos, all that type of stuff. Like, the guy was barreling up a lot of balls, but going from hitting in Toronto, where it's very hitter friendly, to hitting out in San Francisco, I mean, that's going to be night and day. But I think the biggest thing, right, is him shoring up the defense there in San Fran. Obviously, it's a good young team on paper. But yeah, if you're trying to stay competitive, now, let's be honest, I don't think they're going to catch the Los Angeles Dodgers on paper right now. But heck, if they can put together some magical runs and stuff like that, absolutely. And it's got to start with a guy like Matt Chapman.
Yeah, no question. I just want to bounce back to Montgomery before we move along. But, you know, I can't imagine Dombrowski's he's got a working relationship with Boris. I mean, he got Harper there in that stable as well. They're not going to let him slide away too easily or whatever in that. I know he's got the wife in Boston, but I can't imagine him being too excited about going there other than being able to spend time with his wife, obviously, in the same town, same house every night, everything that goes along with that. But they're a long ways away, Red Sox, and so much uncertainty, like we've talked about for the whole off season. They went in a different way. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens there. I don't know.
Yeah, now we're going to just talk about the run on middle infielders that's happened. I mean, obviously, over the past week, like, it's crazy to see that these guys were getting signed before all the big-time free agents. But yeah, you had Ahmed Rosario, you had Brandon Crawford, Tim Anderson, Gio Urshela, guys like that all signed a one-year deals for $5 million or less. all them veteran infielders that are going to help out in big ways, right? Like, I'm looking at it, Brandon Crawford, he's a good backup shortstop, going to fill in for Mason Winn when Mason Winn needs a day off or if Mason Winn gets off to a slow start. Obviously, Timmy A's going down to Miami to be the starting shortstop down there, in my opinion. Like, he's a guy, obviously, they're hoping for a bounce back. Obviously, he's hoping for a bounce back as well after last year with Chicago. But he's had a fantastic career, basically, up before last year. Now, pretty much, I mean, that guy on the field, obviously, it's a different story. You got to tone him down a little bit. He's very emotional. But, I mean, still, that's a good signing by Miami. Rosario and Gio Urshela, obviously, Urshela's going to platoon. He's going to mash lefty, same as what he normally does. Righties, obviously, the past couple of years, he struggled against them. And Rosario, you know what you're getting out of him. Realistically, just a defensive late-inning guy. He's going to come in. He's not going to do anything wow with the bat by any stretch of the imagination, but he holds his own defensively, and that's exactly what you need from a vet.
I really like the move by the Detroit Tigers picking up Urshela. Just a guy that's been all through it. With good competing teams, good veteran player, spring training, I get it, but leads off with a home run in the first at bat, I believe it was the other day. I think it was $1.5 million. That's a great signing for them, and that brings some stability around those young players and stuff like that. Get it moving along, and that well done by Detroit for a very, very good contract. Timmy A, love it. I love it for sure. And your Brandon Crawford as well. I think that's great for another great veteran in that lineup for Marmel. And that's, hey, we'll see what happens. But we'll be right back here after the break, Dirtbags.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolly, What do you want to do?
Yeah, so let's jump into it with what we've seen so far from spring training. Obviously, some of the young kids obviously getting their first taste of action. It's going to be interesting to see this week coming up. Obviously, you have Paul Skeens facing off against Jackson Holliday, past two number one overall draft picks. I think that that'll be an excellent matchup if they get to face one another. Hopefully they do, just to kind of see where both of them are. I mean, right now it'll be fireworks, in my opinion, man, because that's exactly what people want to see. The past two number one overalls, obviously two top 10 prospects, Paul Skeens, the way he's pitching, obviously Jackson Holliday, the highly touted superstar shortstop prospect for the Baltimore Orioles, obviously family ties with Matt Holliday with the major leagues and everything like that. So, I mean, the future looks bright for both of them. That'll be excellent to watch. Yoshinobu Yamamoto took the hill today. Obviously, he was mowing through the Texas Rangers lineup pretty easily. I mean, his splitty was working pretty good. Obviously, the fastball was sitting there up in the upper 90s. Shohei Ohtani, obviously, his third at-bat in his first game. He goes deep. I'm just looking around, man, and even Pete Alonso, right, he got into one there today as well. Spencer Jones, I want to talk about this kid. Obviously, one of the next Yankees big-time prospects coming up, steps into one in what I think it was his second game or his first game of spring training. I can't remember exactly off of the top of my head. Goes 470 to right center.
Yeah, that's a horse, that kid. You can understand why Cashman didn't want to give him away in any off-season trades. I mean, I think he would have been in on everybody's list, right?
Oh, he has to be. I mean, you look at the size of the guy and what, he's 6'6", 6'7", 240, 250, somewhere in that range. Like, he's a big SOB, man. That kid, he's got a pretty left-handed swing, long extension, natural, just left-handed. Give me that ball middle low and I will golf it out of the park.
And great speed. It gets unnoticed in the short term, obviously, because most of us aren't aware of him unless you're a Yankees fan, for sure. But the guy covers center field. I mean, obviously, I have to assume he'll be getting more seasoning when the season breaks. But wow, unbelievable to watch him go. Like you can understand why they're excited about that kid, for sure. I mean, all of a sudden, that's a really nice looking future for them. You talked about Shohei or whatever and stuff like that. I mean, I think the Dodgers in general, right, get all that excitement, get all that flurry out over the next few days. And with him and Yamamoto, obviously today, I think he had 19 pitches through the two innings, 16 for strikes. I want to talk about him quickly, Dirtbags, and that if you're a pitcher out there, watch that, because he's so directional. And what I mean with that, he just so online. When he pulled two pitches out of the 19, he got offline. That stride went a little bit to the first base side or whatever, and that, other than that, he was completely directional to the target. And that way the ball is able to move naturally. It's able to repeat his delivery. You start to understand why he is what he is. And we sit back. Obviously, I think he had 160, 169 innings in Japan last year or whatever, and that. So you're going to have to limit him. There's no question about that. The Dodgers will take care of that, I have to believe, for sure. But you understand why you're excited about that kid. I mean, he was locked in. First pitch, strike after first pitch, strike, got ahead. Almost the first two with every batter. Just strike, strike, strike. Just a machine. And so, but that's really stood out to me as I watched him today, was just how directional he was, how online, and how easy it was to be able to repeat that. So if you're looking for that type of stuff, go ahead and watch that guy right there for sure.
Well, it's funny reading the comments and everything like that on the social media platforms about Yoshinobu Yamamoto and all the couch coaches out there who are sitting and just commenting on the fact, oh, well, this guy's going to need Tommy John. He's going to need this, that, and the other, right? Obviously, a Japanese pitcher's coming over to Major League mounds. Obviously, it's different. The ball's a little bit different and everything like that. But that dude, his delivery is so compact, so easy. Now, it is funny seeing him without a leg lift. I'm not going to lie, like, that is very unusual. It's pretty much all just glide to stride. But for the most part, I mean, that guy, like, he's done it repetitively enough professionally for, what, 7 years now over in Japan? Now he's coming over to the major leagues. Obviously, he knows what he's doing. So it's not like these couch coaches, they need to be sitting here saying, hey, listen, oh, you need to do this, that, and the other. Dude's making $325 million. I think he knew what he was doing when he was over in Japan, dicing up those guys. And now, based on this first start in spring training action, looks like he's ready to dice up some actual major league hitters in real games.
Absolutely. You saw him in the dugout even between innings and just working on his mechanic, working on his mindset, and just staying in there. I mean, I know the announcers said you could see the all the pitch grips from center field, but as they said too, right, we can't use technology anymore in game. It's not allowed and stuff like that. So, you know, it might be something the Dodgers talk to him about. It might not be. It'll be interesting to see if he adjusts his hands position to hide that. It's hard to say, but you know what? Out of the gate, just a very nice, methodical two innings, went to work, got the job done. Having said that, you know, he struck out Marcus Semien right in the first and stuff like that. But I want to talk about him real quick as a hitter. If you're looking at it for hitting development, watch him. He is so simple. And like you said, Nolan, about Yamamoto, so compact. He's so directional that allows him to be on, cover the whole plate. And be simplistic in his approach to his at-bats. He had two really good at-bats that I was able to watch before we started doing the show here. And you know what? It was just fun to watch him. I always talk about Manny Ramirez growing up and stuff like that and watching him. He was the same thing. It was just like he was playing backyard baseball the whole time he was hitting. It was just so simple and so straightforward, no complication in it. And I think I'm bringing it up for both the pitchers and the hitters because we try to complicate it. We don't mean to, but we load up so much information in our minds, and there's so much information out there that you clutter your brain instead of making it simple and understandable and repeatable. So there's two guys that for sure that stood out to me. But absolutely, you're seeing all the prospects, Nolan, like you talked about. You're seeing most of the teams shove them right up to the top of the lineup. They're obviously early in spring training. That's what it's all about, right? You're going to find out real quick whether these guys have done the offseason work to be able to break a major league lineup or not, or where they really fit. And you're seeing it from all the teams right there. And some of them are having great results. Some of them are, you know, they're going to press early on in the year. You know it. You've been there.
Learning curves.
Yeah, you're excited, right? First of the year, you're just excited. No matter how much you try to slow yourself down, it's just like, oh, my God, this is my chance. Here we go. We got to get to work. You know what? Good games. Just fun to see them on the field. Good weather so far. You know, you've seen some good results from guys. Your Sonny Gray, he had a good little start there the other day. He had a couple of walks and a couple of strikeouts, but it was good to see him on the field going at it. Alex Manoah for the Blue Jays, that didn't go so well yesterday. One and two thirds or whatever. I think he gave up three runs, four runs to the Tigers, I think it was. I think there's another guy, right? He's just got to settle down and just remember who he is. I know you're not a big fan of him and stuff like that, Nolan, but
get him out of there.
You got to slow it down and work off your strengths. And when you get away from your strengths, you know it, right? This game, as they say, it humbles you.
Yeah, their strength is Ricky Tiedemann down in the minor leagues. Call him up, get Alec Manoah out of there. And while you're at it, get Schneider out of there too. God, here's the thing, right? I just don't get what the Toronto Blue Jays are still doing sitting there with Alec Manoah. I get, yeah, he had a terrible year last year. They had holes to fill. He was obviously a trade bait guy. Like, I get that your return wasn't going to be huge, but like, what the heck? I mean, he looks like he's in about as good a shape as he was last year. And that was horrible shape. Like, he ain't Lance Lynn. No, I'm not even being disrespectful. Like, Lance Lynn was that big, and Lance Lynn figured out how to dominate at that size, right? CC Sabathia, same thing, figured out how to dominate at that size. Like, it's not an easy thing for big pitchers to dominate at those sizes for an extended period of time, right? Like, I'm looking at Manoah, and with all the professional dietitians and everything like that all these guys have access to, and stretching and weightlifting and everything like that, like, I'm looking at Manoah, and I'm like, okay, listen, like, you're like Vladimir Guerrero 2020 year, right? Like, you come into camp, you still look like you're out of shape. You're still moping about last year and everything like that. Like, even that, I read an article on him the other day saying, oh, well, the Jays would have gone farther if I actually pitched better last year. Dude, you couldn't throw a beach ball past anybody last year.
Well, like, coming into camp, I mean, the report was his wife is into nutrition and dietitian and stuff like that. So,
and he's on my diet of hamburgers and pizza.
Well, you don't know that for sure, but I mean, the end of the day, it comes back to what we always talk about. It's about really knowing who you are as a person, and not adjusting. Sometimes you don't adjust to what the industry says you need to be. You used a great example in Lance Lynn. Once you understand who you are as a player in the major leagues, and yes, it should be done well before that, you would like to think, or whatever, and that, but most times it's not, unfortunately. So again, the learning curve. But until you understand who you are, what you're capable of, don't compare yourself to other players. Let the industry do that, for sure. Let the scouts, let the fans, let all of us out there and that compare and stuff like that, talk about it. But for you to be successful, you have to understand who you are as a player and what you're capable of. And until you are mentally aware of that, you will continue to struggle. You will struggle, whether you're at the pro level or the amateur level. There is no difference, because it's just the way we're built as human beings. Unfortunately, that is the truth. We get in our own mind and things can unravel in a bad way if that's the road you're taking. And obviously they can go in a great way if your mindset is there. So until you get your mindset and your understanding of who you are, that's what you see. And that's what you're going to see out of these young prospects early in the spring training. Like you said, there's a great opportunity coming up, I believe, this weekend or next weekend with the prospects game and that. Exciting, but go out there and be who you are. Dirtbags, we'll be right back here in a second with the curtain call questions.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah! Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to RipGripPro.com. That's RipGripPro.com.
You're in luck if you want to make a career out of saving the planet. According to a new IBM and Morning Consult study, most employers are looking to hire or train people with both green and tech skills. IBM is stepping in to help by giving students, job seekers, and career changers access to free online courses to earn credentials on these topics. The courses offer basic training for green tech jobs in just about any industry. More courses and credentials are being added all the time at skillsbuild.org. Justina Nixon, Chief Impact Officer.
Rewarding jobs that help the environment now have a strong technology component. Employers really need people that can combine both disciplines. IBM SkillsBuild is a great way to get prepared for careers in the new green economy.
IBM SkillsBuild also provides free resources available for teachers, like student activity kits and lesson plans. Head to skillsbuild.org and see how free courses and credentials on green tech topics can give you an edge. Sponsored by IBM.
Hi, my name is Alani. A little thing I like about the Spicy Deluxe sandwich is that you taste the crunch, you taste the pepper jack cheese melting, and you taste the spicy flavors in the sandwich. I'm telling you, 10 out of 10.
Hi, my name's Enrique. A little thing I love about Chick-fil-A's Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is you get that rich flavor of the chicken and definitely that nice, tangy, warm bite. It's the perfect harmony of spiciness and taste.
Order the Spicy Deluxe Sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call questions. So, Nolly, a bunch of people writing in last week following up on the jerseys. What our thoughts of seeing a few, as we made the comment, watching some spring training games and stuff like that. They wanted to get our feedback, our thoughts on it, if we changed our minds at all, if there's anybody that stands out to you. So, thoughts?
I was happy to see. Apparently, the Kansas City Royals did not change their jerseys too much. I guess they were working with Nike to keep their names on the back of the jerseys, basically the same size as what they were beforehand. Obviously, I at least haven't seen any rain games yet to see what type of, or to see who's wearing the golden thong, aka Jason Giambi style, back in the day. But it'll be interesting when stuff like that happens, obviously, with the conditions and obviously the new pants that they have for MLB players, how they're basically see-through. In terms of the jerseys, I mean, I'm still not impressed by them. I was happy to see Kansas City with the, obviously, in my opinion, probably a top three jersey in baseball with just that classic, iconic baby blue that they got and they will always have. The names on the back of that, they look clean as always. So, I mean, that's what MLB realistically should have done with everybody. Don't change the names. If you wanted to make the fabric lighter, absolutely, I get that. Do not change the names to make it look like it's a cheap $20 jersey.
No, absolutely. Little bit that I've been able to watch and pick up from all the different teams. Certainly, you know, it's not something that's standing out to me. It's not something I've really noticed. Just watch the at-bats, watch the pitching, watch the game in general and stuff like that. I thought yesterday I watched a bit of the Nationals and Houston game. Houston looked clean and sharp. What's standing out to me, not as jerseys, let's say, or whatever, and definitely not the pants at this point in time, because you made a good comment. We haven't seen inclement weather what they look like at that point in time, but certainly some of the hats out there, some nice clean colors, little subtle changes, a little darker, a little lighter. They impress me right now. That's for sure. I would look at going ahead and getting some spring training hats. There's a variety of them, so I'm not going to name names really to me or whatever, but certainly not as bad as I thought. Again, the names on the back, you hit the nail on the head. As soon as you made that comment about the Kansas City Royals, that is definitely something that stood out to me, and that is still they're small. They're just not impressive. It's that simple to me for sure. So we've never talked about this, Nolan, or whatever and stuff like that, but a lot of questions coming in with all our thoughts and opinions and stuff like that. It was, do we do fantasy baseball? And what type of teams would you be looking at? What kind of obviously leagues change, different formats and everything else and stuff like that. But what are some key things that people that are out there playing fantasy baseball would look at? Let's say your hitters and stuff like that. I know what I look at when I go ahead and make my picks, or certainly try to gravitate to when I'm looking at picks and stuff like that. But what about you on the hitter side of things? What's things that you really look for when you're trying to draft a player?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, obviously, everybody's out there looking for the 2020 guys. So, like, you got to take that with a grain of salt. I mean, 1 year, heck, I went, like, we play in a keeper league. So, this year, we reduced it down to 5 keepers instead of 6 from last year. But the 1 year, like, my first year in the league, I walked in with just an abysmal team, right? I had absolute nobodies, basically, on my team. And my keepers were left over, and I had... I ended up going with a speed team, high average speed team that had Billy Hamilton and D. Gordon back in the day. and they single-handedly would win me the stolen base categories, and then everybody else was basically my boppers. And I mean, I didn't win that year. I ended up finishing, I think, fourth or something like that. But I was very surprised considering the team that I took over. But I mean, it's interesting, right? Fantasy, it always depends. I always try and go hitters first and then pitchers afterwards. I usually try and keep more pitchers than hitters, depending, just because that's usually the way that I draft. I know at the top of the draft, you can usually pick up some good hitters. And if you have some solid keeper pitchers, then obviously you're going to want to keep those pitchers, right? So, I mean, like my keepers this year are Bryce Harper, Rafael Devers, Logan Gilbert, Pablo Lopez, and Zach Wheeler. And then, I mean, it kind of varies depending on what you want. Now, obviously, my strategy is always try to take either the best shortstop or second baseman out there, like the guy that's going to give me the most power upside at second base, especially because you can find a second baseman that's going to give you a 10 to 15 home runs basically anywhere across baseball. But if I can get me that guy that's going to give me 20 plus bombs, aka like a Nolan Gorman and Ozzie Albies, guys like that back in the day, obviously Brian Dozier was always kind of my go-to guy that I'd love to try and pick because you knew that he was going to get you 20 plus bombs on a year-by-year basis. So stuff like that, right? You really need to target those guys. Outfielders, shit, I don't ever try and draft an outfielder. Outfielders, everybody can hit 30 home runs.
Yeah, no question. I mean, I know when I'm looking at my hitters and stuff like that, I really do try to gravitate to those guys that are in the top four of a lineup as much as I can. I try to load up on that because when you look at it overall, numbers may be pretty close at the end of the year and stuff like that, but when you can get 500 plus at bats, it helps the other categories across the board. There's no question about it. We're in a 12-player league that we are, and six in the hitting side, six on the pitching side of stuff. But those are definitely things that I look at is trying to get those guys in the top four of every lineup to the best of my ability, sorry. And then on the pitching side of things or whatever and that, I mean, obviously we've got – you know, arbitrary things like innings and strikeouts and stuff like that. But we started adding in quality starts and things like that. So last year, for example, I went ahead and again, I looked at trying to gravitate early on those guys that were 15 plus on the quality starts, because that meant that they're out there. They're healthy. They got longevity. They're going to give you ultimately strikeouts at the end of the day, ultimately innings pitched and, you know, for the most part, ERA, WHIP is going to be there and stuff like that. But those are things that I gravitate to is definitely quality starts for our league and stuff like that, because I think it's indicative of all the other elements that I need to carry on. So great question. Very exciting. But as Noel and I always talk about and off the air is, you know, it's creating that depth. It's those guys that are 10 to 20 picks. You got to really try to nail one or two of those guys. And then obviously what, Nolan, probably your first month of the season, maybe up till the middle of May or whatever, and that is being able to hit the waiver wire and hit it correct. If you can get that, you're away to the races.
Oh, yeah. No, it's all about the waiver wire at the start of the year, especially fantasy baseball, man, because it's tough trying to pay attention every day. Like, it really is. So if you're paying attention, you can see a guy early off in the year and he's starting out incredibly hot. Ride them as long as you can. And then, yeah, come middle of the season, if you need to, that's when you make your trades. But next question that came in, I like this one, right? So this is an interesting one. And every year this seems to always happen, right? Who do you think, Kirk, out of the current, like, free agents of next year, who do you think is going to sign a long-term extension or an extension of any sort? So obviously you have Max Scherzer, who I'm not even going to include on that one, considering he's 40 years old. I doubt he'd sign a long-term extension. You got Gerrit Cole with the opt-out, but I mean that, I think no matter how you spin it, is going to get, even if he does opt-out, then the Yankees can opt back in for an additional year at $36 million. So you have Juan Soto, you have Cody Bellinger, who I'd imagine will probably test the market, Paul Goldschmidt, Zach Wheeler, Pete Alonso, Alex Bregman, and then, that's about it. So, yeah, you got Soto, Bellinger, Goldschmidt, Wheeler, Pete Alonso, Alex Bregman. Those are basically your big six that are still of an appropriate age to sign an extension.
And those are good guys to start with for sure. There's no question about it. I mean, obviously, we've heard all about Pete Alonso all off season and stuff like that. I'm not sure if the Mets go ahead and do it again. They're in that third tier of the tax and for the third year. So there's a lot about that. I mean, it's got to work both ways and stuff like that. His is interesting in that, but Bregman stands out to me, just the way the Houston Astros do business and stuff like that. I think if he's the only way an extension doesn't happen in Houston for Bregman, I believe, is if he is just so far and so focused on becoming a free agent. You hear that all the time, right? We work our 6-7 years of in this business to become a free agent, and we see it. Now, I think he has to be thinking a little bit in his own head that the last 2 years have been very different. You know, and especially this year, how late it was. So I'm thinking he's going to get an extension. I don't even want to speculate on what that looks like. I know they just did Altuve and stuff like that for obvious reasons. I think Bregman's the same type of a player as him. And then my second guy for that, Dombrowski with Wheeler. I think you have to get that job done, man. I hate to say it because, you know, if you're a longtime Philadelphia fan, Nola's your guy. But I think over the last 5 years, 4 years, going into his fifth year, Wheeler has taken it over.
They took, in my opinion, at the time, the biggest risk probably in MLB history in terms of the amount of money that Zach Wheeler was getting paid and everything like that. And his New York Mets career, I mean, right when he left, they were very open about it. The Mets said, well, thanks for 6 injury years.
Yeah.
And that was just a complete slap in the face. And I mean, based on the way Zach Wheeler has pitched since coming over to Philadelphia, if Dombrowski doesn't get an extension signed before the season starts, I'd be very surprised, man. That's the biggest name that I see out there. Obviously, my fingers are crossed on Goldschmidt. Now, I wanted to include Corbin Burnes and Max Fried. Obviously, they're part of this next year's class as well. But Max Fried, I think, has pitched himself out of Alex Anthopoulos' $10 million pocket range that he seems to get these guys locked up to. Now, obviously, there's a good chance that Max Fried will sign an extension. Corbin Burnes, I mean, with Baltimore, new team, new situation. I think new ownership once they get in there, then they might be more willing to make a deal with him. But yeah, I'm looking at it. Zach Wheeler's the guy to me. Bregman, obviously, on the offensive side makes a lot of sense. Alonso, I mean, based off everything we're hearing, it sounds like he's going to test free agency. Soto, same thing. He's going to test free agency. But yeah, I mean, my fingers are crossed it's Goldschmidt on a 3-year, probably about $80 million deal, $75 million deal, somewhere in that range. But I don't know, man. That's a good question, though.
And knowing Goldie like I do and stuff like that, I can see something getting worked out because I don't think he wants to move on. I think that team's starting to slowly move back in the right direction, stuff like that. As we talk about all the time, the NL Central's always available to them. Not always, but you know what I mean. Realistically, it's available to them in the top three of those things.
Year in, year out, they're always right up there for the favorites of the NL Central.
And he just seems like that type of a guy that, you know what, if he gets locked in on something that's comfortable and stuff like that, and they made some off-season moves, they included him in conversations, and I think they proved that they listened to him and stuff like that in conversations. Can you listen to a player with everything they ask for? No, I mean, it's impossible and stuff like that. But, you know, I can see something getting done there just because it's both parties getting it done. There's no question about it. And for them, for both the Cardinals and Goldie, I hope it gets done. It's a nice team. You start to think about him as being that player. It'd be great to see them get to the playoffs and push through with that. Obviously, the NL is tough. There's no question about it. It's tough, tough, tough to get through there. I mean, we talk about it all the time, right? but those are guys that need to stay with their teams, but I think it's impossible. I mean, Soto, I think he does exactly what Judge did. I think maybe he wants to stay with New York, but I think he goes to the free agency to try to push them to the max that they can. But like we talked about, you got Spencer Jones, you got the Martian coming back at some point during the season. They've got an outfield. Exactly. And so you've got people to fill in that rotation. Are they Juan Soto? No, they're not yet. Absolutely. We all know that. But that's just the reality of it. I think he's going to push that envelope and try to get as much as he possibly can. There's no question about it. So, Dirtbags, thanks for sending in your curtain call questions. Love it, live it, breathe it. We'll be right back here with Nolan's Final Five.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship.
800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan,
give me your final thought.
So this one is going to be an interesting final thought, right? I like this one. So I'm a huge Detroit Red Wings fan. Detroit Lions, they make the football playoffs, obviously, this year, right? They go on their incredible run, lose to the San Francisco 49ers in the NFC Championship game. Right now, I don't know how many listeners out there watch hockey religiously. Us being Canadian, right, we like to watch it, obviously, up here. Huge Red Wings fan, like I said, man. The Red Wings right now look like they're going to make the playoffs. The pressure is on the Detroit Tigers, man. Now, they're going to have a rocking fan base to start out the year. There's no two ways about it. It's going to be cold in Detroit, but with the way the Lions were playing, with the way the Red Wings are playing, man, sports are back in Detroit, minus the Pistons, obviously, who are continuing to suck right now. But the Tigers, man, that is a winnable division. They go out there, they make one or two more moves to solidify themselves as that number one team in the division, especially with the moves that they made in the offseason. Man, Comerica Park will be rocking all season long because that's a blue-collar town, man. They love their sports there. If the Tigers can perform like the Red Wings and the Lions did this year, holy heck, Detroit is so back.
Yeah, they should be rocking because you know they're not lining up for Pistons tickets.
No.
Hey, could be a Detroit trifecta. Could be. Yeah, great call. I mean, that's a great final thought for sure. So, Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation, part of the show. You know we do it for you. We can't do it without you. That's what it's all about. It's a Dirtbag lifestyle. If you're baseball, you understand it. As a player, a coach, a parent, a fan, that's what you want to be, a dirtbag. So everybody knows that you leave it on the field, every practice, every game, every event. That's who you are. You live it, you breathe it, you die it. And that's who we are. Again, reach out to us on Instagram, Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Check out our website for our apparel at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. Follow us on YouTube. You know what? We can't thank you enough for it. And if you want to be a guest with us on our YouTube, reach out to me. Get in touch with me or whatever and that. We love talking to players, parents, coaches about your baseball journey. That's what it's all about. So unfortunately, though, Dirtbags, it is that time again. It goes so fast every week. But it is time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.